Video: suspect on loose after fatally shooting security guard in Atlanta, police say. By Nick Gilbertson on April 20, 2022. An Atlanta shooting suspect remains on the loose after police say he shot and killed a 51-year-old security guard Monday evening. In a press release, the Atlanta Police Department, APD, said officers responded to a reported shooting victim in the 300 block of Cleveland Avenue SW at approximately 6:52 p.m. Monday. Upon arrival, officers discovered 51-year-old Anthony Frazier with an apparent gunshot wound, according to the release. Authorities pronounced Frazier dead at the scene. "My father was a good man," his daughter, Antoinette Frazier, told CBS 46. "He didn't deserve to be shot down like an animal." She said her father, who had been working as a security guard for only a few weeks, was shot in the head, adding that his gun, phone, and wallet were stolen. "I just don't understand how somebody could be so cold," Antoinette told CBS 46. "My daddy would have given his wallet, his gun, his phone with no hesitation. That stuff is replaceable." The APD had released a video showing the moments immediately before the shooting and the events that followed. The footage displays Frazier exiting an SUV adjacent to a building as the suspect turns the structure's corner and comes into view while a third individual sits on a curb. Frazier appears to look in the suspect's direction before casually closing his driver's side door, according to the video. The suspect approaches Frazier from behind and brandishes what looks to be a handgun as he closes in on the victim, who is walking away from his vehicle at that point, the footage allegedly shows. The video cuts to still images before resuming and allegedly displays the suspect bent down near Frazier after the shooting while the person sitting on the curb appears to look on. According to the clip, the suspect then turns around and briskly walks away from the scene, passing the third individual in the process. The video then cuts and picks back up more than a minute later, according to its timestamp. An individual, who appears to be the man who is sitting on the curb, begins walking toward the direction of Frazier's body, and as he passes it, he looks to shake his head in disapproval, the footage purports to show. He appeared to keep walking without checking on Frazier, and police say he is wanted for questioning. The video shows three more individuals rounding the building's corner and coming across Frazier's body less than a minute later, according to the clip's timestamps. The three people are also wanted for questioning. The suspect donned a black long-sleeve shirt with graphics, a camouflage backpack, and a black hat with a Nike logo, police said.